A new report from the New York Federal Reserve Bank finds that student loan debt may be preventing people from buying homes. This comes as student debt has more than doubled in the last 10 years to $1.3 trillion. Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. He joins us from Washington. Hi, Ali.
Hi, Jeremy.
And first of all, tell us about this report about how much student loan debt is impacting home buying.
Well, look, there are a couple things to consider here. Student loan debt is much higher than it has been. It's actually doubled, as you mentioned, in the past decade. But that's, you know, in part because more Americans are going to college and more Americans are getting loans. The issue is that a small percentage of borrowers, student borrowers, have in excess of $100,000 in debt after they graduate. And the problem is that is affecting their ability to buy homes. It's actually affecting their ability on a number of fronts. So while, generally speaking, a college education guarantees you a better income, in some cases people are either not getting that income or they're out of work at the moment and they're defaulting on their loans, ruining their credit, and not being able to buy homes.
And does that have an effect on the housing market, a big effect on the housing market, to not have these people probably in their 20s and their 30s going out and buying homes the way that I guess they would have in the past?
Yeah, it's a huge effect because we have really, since the 50s, relied upon what we call a replacement effect. The idea that as older people pass on or move out of their homes into assisted living or retirement homes, there's always someone else available to buy that home. And when you don't have younger people coming in to be able to do that, it will ultimately depress the price of homes. Now, against that, we have high immigration rates, so there are people coming in to buy those homes. But fundamentally, this concept of a replacement rate is being affected by the fact that the normal course of events where you go to college, you get a good job, and you buy a home, well, that last part is being slowed down by the degree to which people are graduating with high debt.
All right, well, let's go back to that headline number that student loan debt has more than doubled in the last 10 years. Give us a sense of what's going on with student loan debt. How could it possibly go up that much in 10 years?
Well, borrowers on average leave school. They graduate from university owing about $34,000. That is 70% more than it was a decade ago. And that's because education costs are one of those areas that have grown at a rate that's much, much higher than inflation. That's been going on for some time. It's an unintended consequence of the government guaranteeing the fact that if you qualify for school, you'll get some kind of loan. So colleges know that they can actually charge more for tuition because someone will pay it. But guaranteeing that students are going to get a loan doesn't necessarily mean that you're guaranteeing them a good future. You're just guaranteeing that they'll graduate with a lot of debt, and you hope that when they get the job that they qualified for, it'll allow them to pay that debt down. In some cases, that's just not happening.
And correct me if I'm wrong, there's been a lot coming out of the Trump administration, but I don't think we've gotten a plan for how to deal with student loan debt yet.
We haven't. During the election, that was something that was floated by both Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. But no, we've not addressed this. This is a complicated issue, and it really comes down to whether or not the government should continue to guarantee that no matter where tuition rates go, people will be able to get loans for them, or whether the government can take some role in trying to control the spiraling costs of education. That's part of the problem as well.
That's Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Ali, thanks as always.
My pleasure, Jeremy.